Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today is the solemnity of the Nativity of John the Baptist. Brothers and sisters, John the Baptist, who along with Jesus and Mary is one of the three birthdays on the church's calendar. Think of that, because of his special place in God's saving plan. Every part of his life, John the Baptist, manifested a unique calling and a purpose. His conception was a miracle. He was sanctified in the womb at the visitation, and he preached the repentance that was necessary to prepare for Christ. John the Baptist died a martyr. He anticipated Christ's saving death on the cross. Brothers and sisters, we want to pay attention to John the Baptist. We want to pay attention to what he did in his time, because this world of ours needs more John the Baptist to proclaim the goodness of God and to bring people back to the Lord. So let's just listen to these readings. The first one is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 49, verses 1 to 6. Hear me, O coastlands. Listen, O distant peoples. The Lord called me from birth. From my mother's womb he gave me my name. He made of me a sharp-edged sword and concealed me in the shadow of his arm. He made me a polished arrow in his quiver he hid me. You are my servant, he said to me, Israel, through whom I show my glory. Though I thought I had toiled in vain and for nothing uselessly spent my strength, yet my reward is with the Lord, my recompense is with my God. For now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as a servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him, and Israel gathered to him. And I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, he says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Just think of that, brothers and sisters. Being called by God, knowing he was being called by God. And now we take reading from Psalm 139. I praise you, for I am wonderfully made. You know that about us? Those of us, all of us who are baptized, God is within us. God is with us at all times. I praise you, says Psalm 139, I praise you, for I am wonderfully made. O Lord, you've probed me. You know me. You know when I sit. You know when I stand. You understand my thoughts from afar. My journeys and my rest you scrutinize. With all my ways you are familiar. Truly, you have formed my inmost being. You knit me in my mother's womb. I give you thanks that I am fearfully, wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul also you knew full well, nor was my frame unknown to you. When I was made in secret, when I was fashioned in the depths of the earth. My goodness, brothers and sisters, I praise you, for I am wonderfully made. And you know, each of us can say that of ourselves. If we're following the Lord, that I am wonderfully made. Well, sometimes we get down on ourselves, and those are the hard times. But turn to the Lord and say, Lord, you made me. You gave me life. You gave me the ability to speak. Lord, help me to follow you more closely. And then whatever situation you're in, just be quiet for a little bit and say, Lord, help me. Show me what to do. Show me what to say. God will hear you. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, verses 22 to 26. In those days, Paul said, God raised up David as king. Of him, God testified, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will carry out my every wish. From this man's descendants, God, according to his promise, has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. John heralded his coming by proclaiming a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was completing his course, he would say, What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. Behold, one is coming after me. I am not worthy to unfasten the sandals of his feet. My brothers, sons of the family of Abraham, and those others among you who are God-fearing, to us this word of salvation has been sent. Have we received the message of salvation? Do we know that God died for you? As I've said to you before, he didn't die just for billions of us. He died for each one of us. He gave his life for us. God gave his life for you. You think, oh, I'm nothing, I'm nobody. God is with you. God loves you. God wants you to just follow him. Read something from Scripture every day. Not long, doesn't have to be long, maybe a chapter, just read it every day. You'll find ones that are very good for you especially. Read it slowly, start from the beginning, and just read. And God will speak to you through those readings, because this is his word, not ours. And then we see from the Alleluia verse, You, child, will be called prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way. And so we look now at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 57 to 66, and then 80. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, No, he will be called John. But they answered her, There is no one among your relatives who has this name. So they made signs asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, John is his name. And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was open, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon them all. That means a kind of fear, you know, the reverence. But they were afraid here too. Then fear came upon all their neighbors. And all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. Can you imagine what that must have been like? And all who heard these things took them to heart, saying, What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. Oh, brothers and sisters, what it must have been for them. I want to encourage you, even though it's not Christmas right now, but certainly at Christmas, just take a day where you think, what if I picked up a baby? Jesus came to me and to you as a baby. He wanted you to come to know him. And babies, people are always drawn to babies. But we take time. Jesus has come to us. He's come to us. He's with us. And all of us who have been born centuries later, God is with us. He's been to each of us who was born. He's with us when times are difficult. He's with us whenever we need him. He loves us, brothers and sisters. Today, dearly beloved, we are celebrating the birthday of John, who preceded the coming of our Lord. We are honoring his birthday with a unique and special celebration. Now, because we cannot rightly extol him with the use of a human voice, we will speak in the remarkable words of our Lord's testimony when he said that there has not appeared on earth a man born of woman greater than John the Baptist. He himself said this, so you can understand the magnificence of the praise from the dignity of the one who uttered it. Therefore, while it is asserted that no one among the sons of women is greater than he, it is given to us to understand that John was the measure of human merits. I am the voice that cries out in the desert. That means I am not the word that was with God in the beginning and that was God, but I am rather a voice. In other words, I am a minister of the word in order that through me he may reach the hearing and senses of men. For this reason, the blessed Baptist exclaimed with equal humility, he must increase while I must decrease. He must increase, he says, because the gospel of Christ is spread throughout the world, while I must decrease because the prophecy of John is completed. He who is to be lifted up on the cross must increase, while I who am destined to have my head cut off must decrease. Brothers and sisters, this comes from Saint Caesarius of Ours. He was a monk, an archbishop, and celebrated preacher. And I share that with you. Brothers and sisters, everywhere, every country, everywhere in the world, people have heard of God. How many of us have proclaimed his word? You say, oh, no, I'm not a preacher. I can't do it. You can read the word. You can share it with others. You can touch the hearts of God. You can offer them things to read that will open their hearts even more to what God wants to do. Let's all be disciples right now. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.